Chodesh Tov to everybody. Shavuot Tov also. On today, Baruch Hashem, Luchat Yisrael, and Gemara. So now, the Chafetz Chaim says something interesting today. He says, he brings down, it's in the Halachas Rechilos, the first chapter, Halacha 10 and 11. It says like this, Rechilos could be, even in a scenario, where the listener is not being told anything which he did not already know. He knew everything. Could still be Rechilos.
Why is a person, I guess.
Oh. So they bring an example over here. If you remind someone about past situation. Right now we had the Feinstones and the Breckers were celebrating the bar mitzvahs of their sons on the same night. They became embroiled in a dispute when both attempted to book the same catering hall. 3 years later, the feud is forgotten. But Mr. Sanders, who does not get along with the Breckers, would like to reignite the feud. So he casually remarks to Mr. Feinstone, "There are so many simchas being celebrated the same night. I'll bet the two friends try to book the same hall." So he told him, "Yes. As a matter of fact, it once happened to me a few years ago." So now Mr. Sanders is guilty of speaking Rechilos. See, just by reminding, even if he didn't tell the person anything straight out, and he didn't tell him anything he didn't know, it's still Rechilos. Because the point of your
conversation
and what you're trying to mention is in order to reignite our old fight and set Mr. Breckers against Mr. Feinstone, that itself is Rechilos.
An example of that is never remind your wife that she burnt the cholent or burnt anything else.
Okay. So now the Chafetz Chaim adds,
well,
Lashon Hara is forbidden to communicate Rechilos in writing. Also in writing. It's only forbidden to inform a businessman that someone has spoken badly of his merchandise. Such comments are considered Rechilos because obviously the businessman may feel ill will towards that person. It applies not only to the merchandise, but to anyone's personal possessions. For example, imagine you bought a dented, noisy old car. Your neighbor meets you and says, "Shimon stole the car of yours. He said you must have picked it up in the junkyard." Though you know it's dented and noisy, nevertheless, hearing such a comment about something that's yours stirs a bad feeling inside. To report such a statement can also be Rechilos. Now, in honor of Shchaidus, we start a new sugya on the bottom line of Yud Dalet Amud Beis, Sachos Makos 14b. I'm going to stop the Gemara now. Shem Sof, Shem Hashem Nasan Nasir. Amar Rabba Barbar Chana. Rabba Barbar Chana says, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan told me. So Rabba Barbar Chana is saying, making a statement in the name of his Rebbe, the name of Rabbi Yechanan. What's his statement? He tells everybody, "I have a chiddush." Comes to the Beis Medrash, a new day. "I have a chiddush for you." The chiddush is like this: "Kol lois asei, shakadmu asei." Every lois asei, which was preceded by a asei, any negative commandment which was preceded in the Torah by a positive commandment, like in the love, you get lashes. That's all. Everything's good. Every
Loz
Asay, which Shekad Mo Asay, that the Asay preceded it. No, Kol Loz Asay, every Loz Asay that was preceded by Asay. Kol Loz Asay. Let's see Rashi.
Before it is an Asay.
We'll see.
If you say all
Loz
Asay that was preceded
by an Asay,
that means the Asay was first.
Yeah. Right, that's what we're saying.
But is there any
Kol Loz Asay, Shekad Asay came first. Let's see.
Kol Loz Asay.
Shekad Mo Asay, that it was preceded. Why ASA means the ASA came first.
I said, Kim, no.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't leave over.
First. No, that's the rule case. No, that's the opposite.
Rashi bring that the rule case first. Rashi bring the case, but we're not going
to.
This
is a series of options.
First sec. We have a case. You have A. You have A. Well, what? We'll speak out the case. Basically, you have A. What's ASA? First, you have ASA. You have A, ASA, which is positive.
We can show the relationship.
We're saying if this happens, you have a say, and then the list, I say, you still get mom. If this equals, you still get mom. However, if first is a list, I say, right, first is a list, I say, and then is that say, right, then. There's no
That's the kid. That's what it says, right? Kol Mosa Seves.
The Kadmo Asay, which
that. So the Mosa Seves first.
Kol Asay Shakadmo Asay. That it was preceded by a Asay, which means the Asay came first. Shakadmo means before it. Kodin.
You're still thinking of the case less than zero, but it's not the opposite.
From medical, it's not the Kadmo that preceded. Shakadmo that it preceded it.
Okay, so Rashi is going to bring this case. Rashi is first going to show us what we know up until now, and the Gemara is around. First we have a voice essay, first we have a negative commandment, and then came the essay. Rashi is going to bring the example.
You're saying the Losa say, Paul Vasa's, I can't read it, say that he gets Makos on this board here.
Say that what?
He gets Makos.
When?
On this, where your finger is right now.
No more. If there's a Losa say, it says, the Losa say is, don't leave over. Right? Don't leave over. Okay? Don't leave over for the carbon after a specific time.
Right, that's good. Negative.
That's a negative. Then it says if you left over, if you didn't already burn it.
Positive.
This is a positive. Burn it, right? Then halacha is that if you left it over and then you burnt it, there's no malchus because the asay over here is rectifying your lus asay. So rectification, Rashi, it fixes it, it takes it away. Good. So first, don't leave over. Mm-hmm. So if you fixed it, you burnt it. Once you burnt, so since you can burn it, there's no malchus on such a thing. Mm-hmm. Good. So in this case, there's no malchus. That's Rashi's example. However, comes Rabbi Barachana into the mixed magic, and he says, "I have a chiddush for you. Know my chiddush is? I heard from Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what if it's the opposite case? Let's say I learned from Rabbi Yochanan. Let's say you have the opposite case. The Torah first wrote the asay, right? And then the last asay." Then you would get malchus.
Right.
Now, why is that a chiddush? Because even if I did first the lois asay, and then I did the asay, still there's no malchus. Still there is malchus. Since the Torah wrote it in this form, the Torah first wrote asay.
In the order.
In
the order the Torah read, not the way you did it.
There's two things. It's very important. It's two things.
Right.
So Rashi means that it's very important. It's two different things. First of all, it's the way the Torah wrote it. And Rashi is also, besides the fact that the Torah wrote it, it's also, what did you also say? Since it's also
the order you did it.
The order that you usually most of the time do it. Maybe you'll do the wrong order. Because it's the order that you usually do. Good? Because Tess really has a question. Tess has a case. He said, Tess has a question. We know one of the classic cases of fixing up is returning what you stole. You have a lot of Gemaras like that. Right? You steal. Says don't buy things, don't steal. Right?
Right.
And then how do you fix it up? If you return it, because someone steals.
And then you just pay the cash.
And they return it. Right, you pay it back. So we know there's no malchus because you're assay returning it fixed up. Right? The Fellow Park, you had that case? But I think it's a simple case. You guys totally gave it back. Right? So you're returning it, fixes up your negative commandment of stealing. But right. That's the question. You look at the Torah itself. In the Torah, it's written the other way. First, it's written that you have to return, and then it's written don't steal.
Right.
If you look at the order of the psukim. So Tess says that's to be two. First of all, that's to be the way it's written in the Torah, and also the normal way you fulfill it. If the normal way is first to do the lais asay, right? It's a normal order, it's a normal sequence. You first, you left over, said don't leave over. First, you try
to. You can't reverse that case anymore.
Right, in this case, you can't reverse it, right? In this case, you're not going to leave over. And then you burn it, that's when we say this rule.
Also, in the case of stealing.
In the case of stealing, also, you can't return it before you stole. So since you steal first, the guy stole first, he did a negative commandment, and then you return. So therefore it fixes it up. But so that's what Rabbi Yochanan is trying to teach us. That you don't say the opposite. If the asay, the positive commandment came first, and then the less asay, then you would yes get malchus. That is the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan. Let's see Rashi. Let's see Rashi. So, kol lois asay shekadmo asay, every lois asay which it preceded a asay, right? Like it comes Rashi. Rashi gives us background. What's he coming to teach us? Rashi gives us background. Ha asa lashmina. This is coming to teach us. Ta'afilu lamanda amar. Yeah, on the bottom Rashi. Okay, ha asa lashmina. That this is coming to tell us. He's coming to teach us the following. That even according to the opinion that holds that lav hanitik la asay, a negative commandment which is remedied by asay, ain't like it a law, right? Which means in the case where the the aseh came afterwards, even though over there you don't get malchus. Now why not? Because they're tiny, like we learned in the brisa. Like says Siru, Pasuk says, do not leave over. Right? We have this in Gemara and Dalet on the base. It says, like says Siru, don't leave over. Then what does it say afterwards, the Pasuk? Vahanayser, but if you left over.
Next Pasuk.
Vahanayser, if you left over this rifle, then you should burn it. So, Vahakasuk, the Pasuk is coming, Litain Asay, to give you a positive commandment. Achar Los Asay. After the negative. Why? Let me say to you, She'ein Lakin Allah, you don't get lashes for this negative commandment. Why? She'nitag HaKasav, the Pasuk remedied as HaAseh. Liyas Anshay Shalav, the Aseh, or She'nasan HaKasav, the Pasuk gave as HaAseh the Aseh. Liyas Anshay Shalav, to be the punishment for the laugh. V'tikunay, and to be its rectification, to fix it up. So if you had a Lois HaAseh, don't leave over. And then it tells you burn it. The burning is your tshuva. So therefore, you no longer, if you burn it, you no longer need malchus. Therefore, you don't need to get malchus anymore. You already did your tshuva. You already did your, you already rectified what you messed up. Fine. Okay, so it says shenasa akasav aselius anshe shalav etikura loymar. The pasuk means something like this. Loita sekach. Don't do this. Let's say don't leave over. And if you already did it, I say, Zoys, do this. Be potter and you'll be potter. But it's a hard Rashi. We're going to go over this Rashi again inside. Vashmina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, come to teach us. Hani mili, this is all where. Hani mili, this is all where. But I say, haba acher halav. If the asay came after the laugh, right? Shwai, which means, Rashi says specifically, She'ein ata yachal l'kaima. Rashi is saying this truth. We saw the fact it written in the Torah afterwards. It says she'ein ata yachal l'kaima. You are not able to fulfill it. Elo la'achar aveir salav. Only after the law. So Rashi is saying it's two things. First of all, it's to be written afterwards in the Torah, and you can't fulfill it afterwards. Avol asay she'kadem esalav. But let's say you have asay that preceded the law, right? And va'ata yachal l'kaima, you're able to fulfill it. Kadem aveir salav. You're able to do the asay before you do the aveir of the law. Ain't there anything to go laugh? This is not going to fix up the laugh. This I say did not come here to fix up and rectify your laugh. So if it was written in the Torah first, or you're able to do the I say first, it does not fix up the laugh. Good? So Rashi says it's two things. It has to be written in the Torah first, it has to be written in the Torah afterwards, and the normal way to do it is afterwards. Meaning, if in the Torah the I say is written afterwards, after the last I say, and that's the way to do it, you burn it, that's fixing it up. But if the asay comes first, so we'll see soon example, if the asay comes first, or the normal way to do the asay first, then that less asay afterwards doesn't help you. Even if you do it afterwards, it doesn't help you. You'll still get malchus. If the asay
that's the statement of Rabbi Yochanan.
Even if you have asay, which, right? If you have a less asay, which it was preceded by asay, this case, right? You did asay. The Torah usually you do the asay first, right? And, right? It doesn't matter. Doing this asay does not fix up your less asay. Hello, Mark. What do you say? It's good. Fine. Let's see. So that's what the last line of Rashi says. The last word, and even if you fulfill it, achar averis halav, after you transgress the law, line of teres min hamalchus, you do not become putter from the malchus. So let's see Rashi again. Kol lois asay, every lois asay shekidmu asay, that was preceded shekadma asay, it was preceded by asay.
If you use a different word other than preceded,
I don't know. Kadam means before. That's what it means.
So fine. But which lois asay is
which the asay came first.
That the asay came first. Fine.
What? So call was that say?
That the positive and then followed by a negative.
It was the negative.
Positive followed by a negative.
Right. So every positive, which was followed by a negative, good.
Fine.
Every positive followed by a negative. Like it all of you get malchus.
Fine.
Good. Fine. So ha asalashmi ino.
That's right. This is really reinforced from Yochanan Siddur. This is Rabbi Yochanan Siddur.
Correct. So ha asaraj goes the other way first to teach us to bring out what he's trying to say. let's see Rashi again. We're seeing Rashi inside. If you want to see Rashi inside, the last Rashi.
Positive followed by a negative.
So four lines at the bottom in Rashi. The bottom of the page. Ha'azalashmi inon. This is coming to teach us, to make us hear. Da'afilu l'manda amar. That even according to the opinion, who holds lav hanitak la'ase. A lav which was fixed up by ase. Right? Eloi can love you. Don't get malchus. Right? Here we're arguing on that. Here it's different. And where do we have this concept? K'nitani, like we learned in a Braisa, the Torah says, Lo yisesiru, don't leave over by the carbon, don't leave over. That's the negative. Then afterwards, it says a positive. V'anoyser, the shrif, the noyser was left over, you should burn it. So, baha kosev, the pasuk is coming, litein asay, to give you asay, a positive commandment, achar lo yisesay, after the negative commandment. Loimar, to say,
that's not the case of Rabbi Yochanan.
Right, that's not the case of Rabbi Yochanan. Correct. Loimar, to say to us, she'ein lo kanala, I mean, the fact that Torah gave that asay afterwards, is to tell you, you don't get punished, you don't get malchus, for this law. Why? The point the Torah is giving you with asay is liyus anshay shalav. It should be the punishment for transgressing this law. V'tikuna, and it's rectification and fixing it up. Laimar, the Torah is saying to you, don't do this. Right? Don't leave over. Emasisa, if he already did it, if he already left the room, asisa, do this, burn it, be potter, become potter. And that's the way you're doing your chuva. We don't need to give you malchus. The Torah already gives you a prescription how to fix up what you messed up. That's what we know atonement. Good? Tashmi Eden, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan comes to teach us a chiddush. Then, hani mili, this word, these words are where? Ay ba asay, haba achar halav. In a scenario where the asay comes after the lav, if the asay came after the lav, then we tell you it fixes it up. Which means, so Rashi is important, Rashi says, what do you mean it came afterwards? Which means, she'ein ata yachol kaimit, you are not able to fulfill it. It's impossible to fulfill it unless it's after the lav. Right? Like burning the noister. If you have to leave it over first. Or returning what you stole, you have to steal first. So if you cannot do this positive commandment unless you already did your lav, then it fixes it up.
Right?
Avol asay shakadu asalat. Let's say you have a positive commandment which you could have done before the lot. First of all, Rashi says shakadu asalat. The Torah wrote. Rashi says both. Avol asay shakadu asalat. The Torah wrote the asay before the lot, and also the yachol akayim akayim aver asalat. You are able to fulfill it before the lot. Ein ze nitakalav. This is not a remedy for the lot, and therefore what? Va'afilu tekaimenu achar aver asalat. Even if you did it after the lav, light of teres and not malchus, you are not going to be putter from. You don't get putter from your malchus. Two things Rashi says. First of all, the order and the way it's done. Rashi's chiddush is both. Taisa says only because of. It's interesting. Taisa says it's specifically the way. Taisa says it's because the way that it is done. Right? It's interesting. Rashi learns two things. First of all, it's the order that it's written. And second of all, the way it's done. Because seeing the word later, you have cases where it
what
makes
do you
a
mean
difference.
By the way it was done?
The way it's normally done, which Rashi says it's impossible to do the asay before the lav.
Oh, yeah.
But that's what Rashi says. Impossible.
You can't send someone out of the machna if he's not.
No, so that's a little complicated. There's a little more complicated. We'll see.
The guy's in the machna, it has to be in the machna before he comes in. There wouldn't be in the time of the machna if it's not.
So you could say, that's what the Ritva says. We'll get to that. Go. So that's what Ritva says. The case is he's already in the machna. Go. That's what Rishayim says. That's a hard case. You could have a case he was out. And then well, you're right. That's the normal. That's what I said before. The normal case also. All right, we'll see you soon. Good. Fine. So this is Rabbi Yochanan's chiddush. That even if you do the asay after the last asay, it doesn't matter. If the normal way to do it is the other way. If usually you do the asay afterwards, or if the Torah wrote it afterwards, if the Torah wrote it before, and you could do the asay before, you still get malchus. That's the chiddush.
Because it's not dependent on the avera. The asay isn't dependent on the avera, you might say.
Yeah, it could be, because also it's not dependent on avera.
I mean, otherwise it's...
Correct. That's the simple understanding of Rabbi Yochanan. That since it's not really dependent, the asay is not dependent on doing the avera, so doing the asay, the Torah gave it to the asay just to do the asay, not in connection with the lois asay. Right, meaning not for fixing it up. If the Torah gave me a lois asay, and then it gave me an asay that has to be done afterwards, it must be just to fix it up. it must be the Torah is giving the mitzvah to burn it to fix up the leaving over. But if you could have done the assay whatever you want, so the Torah isn't giving it to me to fix up. It's giving me it's a regular assay. It's not necessarily the specific reason to fix up my list assay. Good, Rabbi Yamin? How's it going? It's good? Fine. So it's important that Rashi learns that the whole difference over here is that the Torah wrote the assay first, and the normal way of doing it is that you could do it before the Avera. Said it doesn't erase your malchus. That's what Rashi says. Good? Fine. Now comes the one test for Alamed Aleph at the top, and it says, Amru Loi, right up to 15a on top, Amru Loi, they said to him, which who said to him? So the top Rashi says, who said to him? Who said to Rabbi Yechanan? Rashi says, Acherim, other people, Sheshav'u Mishmai, they heard it in his name. But Loi Shema'u Mipiv, they did not hear it from his mouth. So they told him, Amru Dabar Zeh, you said such a thing? You really said this halacha? You really think that you don't get mocked in such a scenario? They're shocked. They never heard of such a thing. Right? They think, you do what I say after Allah. So you fix it up. So tell you, what do you mean? So Amr like, Amrit. That's what I said. They said to him, Amrit, you really said such a thing? You really said that if the assay comes before the list, I say that you don't get malchus? You really said such a thing? That's what they asked Rabbi Yechonah. Amr Lehu, so he said to them, no, I never said such a thing. Now why did he say it? What did the Rashi say? The second line in Rashi. Meaning Rashi says, what does it mean that he said no? He means that I'm retracting from it. That's what it means. It didn't mean that he never said. He's not going to lie. He means that I don't really still hold by that. That's what it means. That's what it means. Rashi says chazer, but he means to say I retracted.
So
I take it back. Correct. That's what Rashi says. That's what he means to say when he says no.
Rabbi comes and says no backsies.
So Amar Abba,
he's saying he didn't know that he took a back.
Huh?
Who didn't know?
Rabbi didn't know he took a back.
Oh,
so just saying, I heard you say this thing. I have proof.
And he also doesn't want it to be taken back because then it messes up.
Right, and I have proof that you said this thing.
Good, so that's interesting. It's because it sounds like Rabbi was already there, and he heard already the proof for the first time. That's interesting why he should be arguing on him if he wants to take it back. So why is Rabbi still arguing?
He wants it.
Well, because I was, but Rabbi Yechanan doesn't like it. For some reason, Rabbi likes Rabbi Yechanan's original proof. So Rabbi Yechanan himself retracted from this rule. Right? He would hold you still do not get malchus in such a case. He retracted. Said either the assay came first, if you do the assay after the Lois assay, you do not get malchus. He's right, he retracted. However, Rabbi says, I remember when you said it. I was there when you said it. So Amar Abba, Elikim Amar, I swear, Amar, that you did say it. And not only that, you told us Ksiva, you told us that it was written like in the Psukim. Vitinyana, we even have like a brisa on it that explained the Psukim. Tinyana, right, Mishnah was a Mishnah, or a teaching. Tinyana was a Mishnah, two notes of the Mishnah, Tinyana. Right? I'm not sure over here if it's Mamash Mishnah. Tinyana, I don't know for sure. What was that? What's Krasha Rashi?
Rashi, it seems like he's saying no, and then Rashi's saying no. Obviously, when he says no, it means retracted.
Because Rashi explained it, what do you mean? He's not going to lie.
He's saying, I swear. What did you just swear for?
No, because he...
Unless someone's contradicting you, unless you're going... You
know, no, because he's going into his own... I think he's going with
it.
Not that...
He's saying, I heard it from you.
I heard that you said this thing, and I have my own story.
No, he's saying, Amra, you said. He's telling you what you said.
No.
He came with Amra.
Amra, you said... No. Amra, Rabba, Elohim, Amra, by Hashem, you said this thing. I have my own teaching, and
I'm not sure.
And I have a teaching, and I have a Mishnah.
Okay, I see how you're reading. I'm not sure if what's it called. I'm not sure if he meant to say that you the one who taught it to us, or that. I think it sounds like he's saying that this was your original proof. I don't think he's making up his new proof.
No, I think he is.
I'm
he's
not sure.
Because he's saying and.
Hey, it could be.
Otherwise, you could just say
Ksiva. Because you can see it's proof.
Okay,
you
could be.
Bring it up now or later.
Although, why would you need the verb in there? It's an additional thing.
I don't know. I see. I'm not sure. I don't know. What is there, fellow bar? Anybody else have anything to say? What do you say?
I don't think they link it together. I think he's just learning it.
He's learning on his own. It's his shot.
Yeah.
Say it's fine. Could be. I don't know.
He's using number one.
I'm not sure. I wasn't sure.
Who says this thing?
And I have
a way to
strengthen
it.
Yeah.
Fine. I guess it could sound like that in the words. Fine. So he's telling him, Uchsiva v'tinyana, it's written and even have it taught on this that you don't get malchus. Why? Because what does the Gemara say?
Actually, maybe they're learning with him.
I think it's delicate. Yeah, that he was a rabbi. I think that was his whole thing.
We learned.
That's what I think. That's what I think of Shai. But I know the words don't sound like that. That's the flow of words. I know the words. That seems to be the flow. But in the words, all right, it says Usiu Fatina. I don't know.
So why would you say An then?
I don't know. I don't know why you said it. I don't know. It's a good question.
And it sounds like this that you already said such a thing.
So first of all, you said it, and also you told us that it was written, and it was Tanyana. He said, first of all, you said it, and you brought a proof to us. It could be. I don't know for sure. It could be.
And you said this thing.
That's Ahal Kem Amra. That's what he told him. Uchsiva Tanyana. You said it was written. It could be he's telling him it's part of his. Over here, this Gemara, they make a cow. Over here, they write. I'm saying over here, in this Gemara, they say it's the same thing. It was what he told him. That's what I say over here. It's a comma, it's a flaw, saying it was written. I think that's what it means. Fine. And it's what is, so let's see Rashi, Ksiva Vitinyana. What is the second Rashi? Matinu Kasuv. We found that it's written, the Loisa Say Shekadmu Asay. We find that it's written, the Loisa Say, that it was preceded by Asay, that Asay came before it. Right? Shekadmu Asay, that Asay came before it. Right? But Tanina Allah was taught on it. The Lycan, that you do get Malkus. But Lois Sagilei, it's not enough for him. It doesn't help him became asay by doing the asay. So I have, like you told originally, that you do get malchus, and doing the asay does not help you. What's the scenario? With the third line of the Gemara, third line of the Tesra with Alf. What did it say? I have a pasuk that says Vayishalchu min amach. That's referring to someone who is tame. So he should be sent from the camp. But that is a mitzvah asay. Is a loy sase. Should not make your machne tummy is a loy sase.
Right. In the next pasuk.
No, the next pasuk is the proof.
That's the pasuk. It's one pasuk.
No,
it's
two. Isn't it
two? Two. Yeah, fine. Two pasukim right near. Two. Good.
You have the positive and the negative.
Yeah, good. You're fine.
Really, the negative is the positive.
Positive.
Which is.
Yeah, but in the Torah comes, it's the other way around.
No.
Positive came first. Positive came in case, but the positive came first. Vayishalchu first is the Shalchu min amachne, and then it says the Lo Yitam. The first pasuk is in Bamidbar Hey. That pasuk Beis says Tavis Bnei Yisrael. Whoever has a Gemara can see it inside on the side of the pasukim. The pasukim Tavis Bnei Yisrael Vayishalchu min amachne. First of all, send them out of the camp. That's the asay.
Right.
Called Teruah Chodesh. The next pasuk says. That's the loy sasei. So first came the positive, then came the negative. That's the positive. And then is the negative. Right? Now, first came the positive, and then came the negative. So let's see Rashi. Oh, fine, so this is talking. We'll see the Gemara Friday.
What's in the Torah? Where is that pasuk?
Bamidbar.
So as
B'loy Tam was pasuk Gimel. B'loy Tam was pasuk Gimel. Pasuk
Gimel of what?
Bamidbar Parakei pasuk Gimel. The first pasuk is Parakei pasuk Beis. They're right before each other.
Right.
And pasuk Beis says the positive. And pasuk Gimel says the negative. Pasuk Beis.
Gimel in the Torah Shalom.
No, it's all by Aleph. Both are Erosh, they put them right after each other. It's going to be all by Aleph. It's two psukkah. They connect them.
It depends which I have it separated.
Fine, I don't know. It's Bamidbar Hey Beis and Bamidbar Hey Gimel.
Ah.
So they didn't hear. There's a whole
different
issue.
So good, so in the Torah we have a positive. First is the positive, then is the negative. So we have a positive. And what do we learn on that? And so what? So what's your proof that you still get Malkus? Right, what does Gemara say? Tinyana, we learned. Habala Mikdash. Tummy. That if you come to Mikdash Tummy, we learned it happens to be an R Mishnah. It was taught in R Mishnah, right? On that, if you'd give him like Rashi tells us, it was an R Mishnah. Habala Mikdash Tummy. That if you come to Mikdash Tummy, that you still get Malkus. So we see, in a case where the Torah has that say first, and then the Lois say, you still get Malkus, our Mishnah says. That mean that's where it came into our whole situation because our Mishnah.
This is a different pasuk than our Mishnah. The Mishnah is that if you come in, then you'll defile it and you get Malkus.
Of course, that's the case. You came to the Mikdash when you're tummy, right? What do you say, Rafael Bar? What's the? It's good. Go. What's it called? What's the rationale?
Because originally we're not positive and negative like we are here.
It is. What do you mean originally? This is the case. Our Gemara didn't bring the positive. It's a positive and a negative. That's what it is. That's the scenario. The case is the positive and the negative. It says positive, don't go into the mouth, don't. First it says, First it says
Shabu.
Send them out of the
right, send it for the machne. That's positive. Yeah, the next pasuk says, "Do not tumify the machne. Don't make the camp.
Don't come in a state of tumah.
Don't come in.
Yeah. So you have a positive and a negative, that equals machnes.
And our Mishnah still says that equals machnes. So we see that he is right. So we see positive plus a negative, and then comes a negative afterwards. And you still get machnes. So we see there was a rule. We see the rechna is right.
His original statement.
Yeah, his original statement is right. That's what we want to prove. So our Mishnah proves
so
that.
How come you retracted?
No,
say. We're going to get to that.
Yeah.
No, that's the question, though. That's what he's asking. Yeah. I have this proof.
So the Gemara is going to ask.
Hear you say it.
So the Gemara is going to ask in a second. He's
so
just
he
saying.
Rob has said it. Not only did I hear you say this thing, but also
question.
I have a proof to you.
The Gemara's next question is
that. Okay. But that is ready. He already stated
it. He's saying this was your proof. Good. He's saying, right. Again, he's saying this was your proof. And you told me this was your proof. Right? So Ella, so what's that? Before we see the next part, let's see Rashi. Steve Vitignano. So what's the second Rashi say? Second line, Matinu Kasta. We found that it's written Elisa Asay Shekad Moasay. Elisa, which was Asay, was written before it. But Taniela, we learned on it. This was in our Mishnah. The Lichen, you get Malchus. But Loisagil, it's not enough Bekim Asay by fulfilling the Asay. Right? You can't just say fulfill the Asay, go out of the Machana, and then you did good. It doesn't help you. Right? And Tinyana Abala Mikdash Tame, Kachashavle, it was considered. Kachashavle means like, it was really means it was like considered. But we mentioned it already. But Elohein HaLeikin, in our Mishnah of Elohein HaLeikin, in our Mishnah on Daf, Yod Gimel Amud Aleph. We already mentioned this case that you do get Malchus. That was our Mishnah. So we see that Rabbi Yechon's original statement was correct. So let's see the Gemara further. The fourth law, you know, my time, a Kahadar Bey. So what's the reason you retracted? He retracted from it. Right? Mishav Nekash Elei Oynes. He had a question on this rule from the case of Oynes, which means forced. Treat a man forced a woman to be with him. Natanya, Oynes, she Kirish. Let's say he's an Oynes. So we know the Torah, Rashi, we the Pesukim, the halacha is a person has to marry this lady. Right? The halacha is a person must marry the woman, this woman. Let's say he goes and she Kirish and he divorces her. Then what do you do now?
So first is the essay.
So let's see Rashi with this case. Good. Mishav Nekashal Oynes. Let's see Rashi, the first narrow line. Naira Basula. The case is when it was a young girl who was a virgin. The Ashkan Bey. Lois Asay. We find over there by it. A Lois Asay. Shakad Muasay. We find in it. The Ashkan Bey. We find in it. A Lois Asay. Shakad Muasay. We find in it. A Lois Asay. Which was. It came first. Asay. The Chsik says. Velatia Leisha. She'll not be to a woman. That's what it says.
Sorry.
The light deal you should be to him. La yuchal ishalcha, you can't send her out. So first is the asay. The light deal you should
positive.
Then la yuchal ishalcha, you can't send her out as a light. La yuchal ishalcha, you can't send her away. That's going to be a negative. And still, the Tanya, we learned the price on that. She kaim is asay. You should fulfill the asay im gersha if you divorced her. V'yachzi yuana, just to take her back. V'yifter, you will be potter. So alma, we see. We are considering it this lav can be remedied by this asay. So again, read Rashi again. The kashal einus naira basula, the ashkam that we find by it a lois asay shakadmu asay. We have a lois asay that asay came before it.
They preceded
it, right? The chsivka says for loyti elisha, right? To him it should be for a wife, and then it says lo yuchal l'shalcha, you're not able to send her away. So first it's a positive, then a negative. Betali, we learned the price on it. Sheikayim asa asay. He should fulfill the asay im gersha. If he already divorced her, right? And if he already did the lois asay, he should fulfill the asay viyachzi reno and take her back. Viyifter and be potter from the malchus. Amo, we see. Lav shenit glasay chashulei. We're considering it to be a lav that can be remedied by the asay. We see that they could fix it up in this case. So because of this case, Rabbi Yechon retracted. That's what we're saying. Because we have a case where first you have asay, then you have a less asay, and we see here we tell you you don't have to get malchus. So must be that asay remedies it. Must be that asay fixes it up. So let's see back in the brayso. At the time we looked at the brayso, einus shagirish, einus that shagirish that he divorced this lady.
Divorced, right?
Yisrael, if he's Yisrael, not a kohen, Matzir. He should take her back. that in a look you don't get malchus because you rectified it by marrying her again. You did the asay, and therefore you don't get malchus. If he's a kain, then you cannot rectify because you're not allowed to remarry a divorced lady. Therefore, like the ain't a machzer, he gets malchus and he can't take her back. So what do we see from Mir in Yisrael?
I'm saying that if Yisrael does not remarry her, he would get lashes.
So the halacha is, as once the Torah possibly gave you an assay to rectify, even if you didn't do it, if you still do not get malchus. Once the Torah gave you an assay there, you automatically don't get malchus.
As long as you can do the assay,
that's what I said. Even if you did not do it, you still don't get malchus.
If she died, then you'd get it.
Die, that's interesting. Oh, there's a shayla like that. There's a question like that. What happens
if she marries somebody
else? That's the case. As long as you're still in a situation to do that, say you don't get malchus. Unless, like he's saying, there's a gemara later that brings such a case. Let's say she got married to somebody else. So you can't remarry her back. Right. Or a kohen, very simple. A kohen can no longer do the assay. Okay, example. The kohen, as long as you're able to do the assay, the minute you get stuck with a kohen, you're a kohen, then you get your malchus. Right. Nachon. Good. Good. Then master in Yisrael, master in like amai. So if the Gemara says if it's Yisrael, in a master like amai, lois the stage kadmu assay over lilki. So therefore, you should get malchus. That's the Gemara's question. Let's see Rashi. Im Yisrael.
That's Gemara's question on Rav Yochanan.
It's not really a question. It's explaining why he retracted. This is Rav Yochanan's source to retract.
This is right. This is Rav Yochanan's answer.
This is why he retracted. Because I have a case where I have an essay, and then I have a list, and still there's no malchus. I see it could fix it. What does Rashi say over here? Im Yisrael, she yachol akayim asay, that he's able to fulfill the essay. That's Rashi, as long as you're able to fulfill it. The Yasrana, and take her back. Masa, you should take her back. But in the there's no malchus. But the aim kainu, if he's a kain, she also begrushu, who's also to marry a divorcee, like the aim and master. He gets malchus. Iva my im Yisrael, who machzer, the aina like if it's Yisrael, who take her back and don't get malchus. Why do we say that? Im Yisrael, b'yachanon, loisa say, shekad masa, we have a case where it's a loisa, shekad masa, so must be b'yachanon, said every track. Even if you have a say first and then a loisa say, your assay could still fix it up. If you do it afterwards, you could still fix it up and not get malchus.
It's a coin, but not taking it back.
He can't take her back.
He's also wrong. The kayim is fashion.
It's a different mitzvah. It's not this assay. You can't do a different assay. You have to do this specified assay that was to rectify this lav. You can't do any assay he wants. It has to be assay connected with this lav. If you do a lois assay, you need to do the assay that was given to rectify this lav. Oh, so the answer is still a shah. Say the chalitza say. They have a different shah. Say the chalitza say. There is a shah. Say the chalitza say.
Don't marry the woman.
Oh, so there's a good question. You really Rishon asked you a question. Rav's really asking a question. Not get to. He's asking the concept. I say the chalitza say. So why do you tell him to marry this lady, even though she's a grusha? Since you have a say to marry her, this divorced lady, so it should push away the chalitza say of marrying a divorced lady. That's a good question. Fine. That's a good question. Fine. So stop over here. That's. Ooh.